for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The Patriots protesters have handcuffed themselves together in the NFL offices and will be arrested shortly, I am sure, because that is ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Also, the Ravens have cut Keith Wenning, the quarterback drafted out of Louisville last year, that the Browns actually took a long look at. So it was a six-round pick last year. I wonder if he's a guy that maybe the Browns would bring in for a look here. I know that he was on their radar last season, so... perhaps
you never know.
You never know.
Could be another body.
Could be another. That's right. Could be another body. All right. After further review, Gibbs, do we have time?
We always have time, my friend.
Good. Very good.
After further review.
Guys, question number one today. Who is going to be this year's Taylor Gabriel on the Cleveland Browns? The undrafted rookie that makes the squad and makes an impact.
Yeesh. I'm gonna say it's gonna come from the wide receiver room. I do. I think it's gonna. What's the kid out of Northwestern?
Paul Brown. Oh no, he's not. He's gone. Prater is gone. Paul Browning is here. He's the guy from Colorado State Pueblo.
I don't necessarily. You know what? I don't know. I don't know enough about these guys. I haven't watched them enough.
Wait. What happened to Prater?
In a month from now.
What'd you say?
What happened to Prater?
What about Prater?
Yeah.
He's gone.
What do you mean he's gone?
He didn't get signed to a contract.
It's disappointing.
He couldn't run. You watched him.
Yeah, the route running was a little rough.
Couldn't move.
He was big, though.
Mine is yet to be determined.
I'm going to go right now just because I thought he really stood out with Dylan Wynn. Wynn Dylan.
Yeah.
That guy looked like a beast from Oregon State. So that's going to be my guy. I don't think there's going to be – Paul Browning would be my guess if it was going to be a skill position guy. I just don't know if a skill position guy is going to have an opportunity to do that. It's just going to be so hard to make it as a receiver on this roster because you have three four spots are pretty much locked up.
Yeah.
You know, you got your three veterans. You've got Bo, Hartline, and Hawk aren't going anywhere.
Right. You got Maley
is going to make it. And then, you know, you got Gabriel, who's the favorite right now to be number five. Marlon Moore at six.
Benjamin. And
then you still got Travis Benjamin. It's going to be very difficult. I think it's going to be very difficult.
After further review.
Question number two today, guys. If you were Commissioner Goodell, what would have been the suspension you would have levied? The New England Patriots and Tom Brady.
Okay.
I thought four games for Tom Brady, which most likely will get appealed down to, two or three, and because of his wrongdoing, first and foremost. Secondly, because his unwillingness to cooperate. I thought the $1 million was a little bit excessive, so I'd even knock that down to $500,000 to the organization for some of their wrongdoing as well. And then I thought the one thing that stood out to me as we opened up this show was I thought that the first-round pick in 2016, you've already hit them with a fine, and now you're actually not only penalizing the Patriots organization by taking their money and also their star quarterback for two, three, or four games, but then I feel like you're penalizing the 53 men on that roster, in 2016 by taking away another asset that will help them as a team compete on the football field.
I'm going Brady four games, period, clean, done. That's it. Nothing to the Patriots.
That's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
They hired the people that are doing it. How do you not penalize them?
What did the Patriots were exonerated as an organization? You're going to tell me, okay, so you're ball boy, jort-wearing Gibbs, okay? Maybe you're wearing jorts and a jersey.
You in your skull. I'm going to buy you a pair of jorts.
And you're ball boying. And Tom Brady comes over to you and says, yo, this is how I want the football.
Tom Brady's not doing it. The Patriots.
He texts with those guys. They text. Tom Brady is talking to them. So of course you're going to do it. Those guys, and that's not the fault of the organization. That's just life. Tom Brady is the one who it seems violated the rules, so he gets punished. The team doesn't. Just like when a guy takes a performance-enhancing drug to cheat in the National Football League, the team doesn't get suspended for that. Even if it's a team, like let's say that the ball boy was the one who was getting the guy his roids. You know what I mean?
You fire the guy.
You fire that guy.
And suspend the player.
It. Yeah.
After further review.
Final question today, guys. Give me the guy that has to be LeBron's Robin tonight for the Cavaliers to win.
I think we talked about it. J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith is going to have one of those 5 three-pointer, 9 of 15 kind of nights. He's going to go for like 26 tonight.
J.R. Smith is going to come up large. LeBron is going to have a massive game, and Kyrie is going to make like some clutch threes. Tristan Thompson's going to do Tristan Thompson things, grabbing rebounds,
offensive
rebounds. Not attempting to score. Mozgov is going to be Mozgov-ish. And I think we're going to get a couple nice threes from Jim Jones as well.
Jimmy. I don't mind that.
I think the Cavs win.
How about some quality minutes out of Dellavedova?
Oh, I mean, let me tell you something.
I didn't say scoring or a crucial three-pointer.
When we came out of that commercial or whatever it was and we come back in, and what does he go? Turnover, and then he like throws up a three early in the shot clock.
Deep.
I was like, get this guy out of there.
That was like 26-footer.
Immediately. You know the movie Mean Girls, Gibbs?
Yes.
You know when Tim Meadows is the principal, yes, and he's like, immediately. That's how immediately I wanted him out of there. It was like, all girls,
you know what?
Immediately.
It was the one thing that we were worried about was going to happen. He had success in game two, and it went to his head, and he's like, I can do that anytime. No, you can't.
No, you cannot.
That was an aberration. You're not allowed to do
What's
that.
What's that movie, like Lucas? Where the kid...
Luca Plakia?
Lucas.
Yeah.
Rudy. All of those things apply to Dellavedova.
They do.
It's a special moment.
He got punked by Aaron Brooks. Like, come on. Aaron Brooks is like a fly.
He did. How about Kanye West when he got caught smiling and then tried to, like, was hilarious. And then tried to mean mug again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
You know he's calling Kim schmooky poo and being all soft.
Ridiculous.
Come on.
By the way, let me say it again for you all if you didn't understand where I stand on it. If Jimmy Garoppolo starts here 4-0 for the New England Patriots, I don't care if he throws 100 touchdowns. I don't care if he becomes like a national treasure. Tom Brady will start that fifth game as long as he's alive and able to play football. The end. There it is. All right, stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Fire. Go Cavs tonight. We'll be back with another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by the good folks at Liberty Ford tomorrow. For Jort Gibbs, for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Jersey with no shirt, Nathan Zagura, saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.